Tonight's shiur, Simen Ayin Hey, Se'if Aleph. Simen Ayin Hey, Lihizaher, Megilu Se'or, V'kol Isha, V'shas Kriyashma. V'chein, Shlole Kroyes, Kenegat Erva. The care one has to have when saying Shema, not to be in the presence of open hair for a woman or her voice, her singing voice, when he's saying Kriyashma, and in general, not to recite Shema in the presence of Erva. Sif Aleph. Tefach Magula Be'isha B'Makom Shadak L'Chasosa. A very basic general rule. A tefach exposed, tefach 3.5 to 4 inches exposed of a woman, part of her body that's normally covered. The part that's normally covered is uncovered. Afilu he ishto, could be his wife. Asur likrois kriyashma kenegda. He may not say kriyashma in her presence. He cannot say kriyashma in the presence of the exposed part if it's a tefach exposed. The Amor says v'yesh oim davka v'ishto. Some say this allowance up to a tefach is okay is only for his wife. Al be'isha acheres for another woman. Afil apachis mi tefach havi erva. Even less than tefach is erva and is unacceptable. For his wife, less than a tefach is okay, a tefach is not okay. For somebody else, even less than a tefach is not okay. Machlekes. V'nira medivri harosh, and it would seem from the words of the Rosh, the tefach be'isha erva afil isha acheres. Now when we say a tefach exposed of what's normally covered by a woman is erva, applies even for other women. What we learned before in Simen Ayin Dalet was she alone can say Shema if she's not dressed, if her erva is covered by sitting on the ground and so on. But she cannot recite Shema in the presence of another woman who is not properly clothed. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Malkum Shadarko. The rule is that he cannot recite Shema or any bracha for that matter if a tefach of what's usually covered is not. B'malkum shadarka, b'bnei shezeh mevi l'odom dehiru. When a tefach is exposed, it brings a person to improper thoughts. Kishmastakabo, when he looks there. B'chal ervi, that's called erva, that's included in erva. V'asu l'kroiz o l'hasker shum davashe b'gedusha negazeh. It is forbidden to recite Shema or anything that's holy in the presence of, facing this exposed part. As if the erva itself was exposed. Now, based on what we will clarify later in Sivo, in the name of the Achronim, that if he's in the presence of actual erva, he cannot say a davar shebekedusha even if he closes his eyes. If he would have to turn around. So it would follow that if we're treating an exposed tefach of what is usually covered, the same as erva, then it's insufficient to close his eyes. He would have to turn around. There are those who say it's permitted if he's careful not to look. If it's not possible any other way, near the yeshiva, I won't rely on this. Meaning to say that closing his eyes is sufficient. He doesn't have to turn around. These two views that he's bringing over here, the first saying it doesn't help to close your eyes, you have to turn around. V'yesh matirim b'zeh. So if you look in Be'er Halacha, b'makom shadarka, he brings the shitas. He says, Aymish debrusha kosav, da'osa fila b'tzias einayim, b'tzimas einayim, even if your eyes are closed, it doesn't help. Ken kasa b'sefer chayodim. Chayodim writes this. V'chemash ma'be'er ha'gor b'sif zeh. And it also seems to be the opinion of Vilna Goin in this paragraph, Bago and the Ramah, the Medam Zel, the Sifov, we compared Sifov. I ain't some looking Sifov. Umashu Kasam, the Yesh Matir. Now we said there are those who say it's okay to close the eyes, that's all you have to do. Humi HaBach, the Prima Godin, Mishpazov, or Space. It's the Bach and Prima Godin, Mishpazov, I ain't some. Vachai Od Mochich Munishmas Od Mishalo, the Gamla Rami Yesh Lahok about Simas Einayim. In the Nishmas Adam, the Chayodim also writes that the Ramah will be makel by just closing his eyes. The Ben Yonah is even more makel than that, and he doesn't quote the Ben Yonah. But Lamais, it's not that clear to be lenient. The Bach disagrees with the Ben Yonah, and the Sefer Eshkol agrees that you can't just say that you won't look. The Smag writes that an exposed tefach of the woman is also to save the yikri. You can't say shema atche yachse upon him until you turn around. Vafilu he ishto, even his wife. Mashmalosh and zed vafilu einu mabit bar. He's not even looking at her. Basic kriya gam kana, so it's still forbidden. Kamalkam biyevshu in acher. If there is no alternative, hamake of a semach the rebach b'migod lahat. He says daim in mochem b'od. L'maisa, if there's no alternative, just close your eyes. We will align that. What does it mean? There's no alternative. You're on the plane, and you have to daven and say a bracha bench. You can't turn to your right. You can't turn to your left. Wherever you turn, you're in trouble. So you close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. In any event, that's the din. There's a din in halacha. Doesn't help just to close eyes. Does you have to turn around? And Klimas Shabur is saying it's best to turn around if possible. Se'if katan beis the chasoso. So we're dealing with an exposed tefach of a part of the body that's normally covered. As far as her face and hands are concerned, the standard practice that these parts of the body are exposed in that place, and the feet up until the shok in the Mishnah Berurah means the thigh, up to the knee. So if a place that they go barefoot and they don't wear socks or stockings, you can say Shema and Brachas in the presence of a woman who's bare-legged. Since this is commonplace, everyone's used to it, it doesn't bring to any improper thoughts. In a place where it's the derech to cover, then she'ur and tefach Moshe gofish, then the shear is a tefach like any other part of her body. Alvazuro oseha v'shoka. When it comes to her arms and it comes to her leg above the knee, again, he's referring to shok above the knee, afilu regilin lech magula, even if they would go with that exposed, kederach haprutzos, like the women who are not sinuos, usur, it's forbidden. That makes no difference if that's commonplace. You cannot say brachos or shema if that part of the body is exposed. Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah is taking this position that from the knee down is minhag hamakom. There's no din erva on the knee down. The shoik is erva. The shoik, he's saying, is above the knee. As you well know, many chassidim take issue and hold that the shoik is above the ankle. And they treat the area between the ankle and the knee like the area between the elbow and the shoulder. And it has to be covered. It has to be covered. Absolutely has to be covered. And if not, there's no way you can say a bracha, you see a tefach, it's like exposing above the elbow. No difference. And the fact of the matter is, even though the halacha we follow is Mishnah Berurah, and I believe it's also Pima Godim who says this, he's not, you know, he's quoting Pima Godim Chai Adam. If you go through Shas, Shoik is not above the knee. Shoik is from the ankle to the knee. From the knee to the hip is the Yerech. The Yerech is from the knee to the hip. The Shoik is the calf, not the thigh. And the sugyas in Yevamos are klor by chalitza if they don't have a foot, so you take it off the shok. There's no question, it's talking about beneath the knee. Kaseda, there are proofs after proofs that shoik is between the knee and the ankle. La halacha, we follow where the Mishnah Berurah says it. But svaradik, the chassidim have a shtarka taina. Because lamaisa, throughout Shas, you'll see shoik is not above the knee, shoik is beneath the knee, between the knee and the ankle. Sif Katan Gimel. Even if the woman is his wife, v'lachein, therefore, tzarech lizor b'sha sheminekesu megula dadeha, a woman has to be careful when she's nursing and her chest is revealed, sholadaber shom devikadusha, that they can't speak any devikadusha. Now it's interesting, this line is quoting as a Chai Adam. The Ben Ish Chai writes that when women nurse, their chest is a malka magula. For nursing mothers, it's a malka magula. For not nursing women, it's a malka machusa. Chamavad Yosef writes, not anymore. That may have been true when Ben Yishchai lived in Baghdad, that you can consider it a malka magula when she nursed. Chamavad Yosef said, it's a soul, we don't follow that psak. There are a number of things he disagreed with Ben Yishchai, and this is one that says, no, we're not samech on that. We have to hold that it is a malka magula, and therefore, it's a malka machusa, I'm sorry, and therefore, it has to be covered. And certainly, if her husband's in the room, he wants to bench or daven, say tehillim, whatever it is, say brachas, she'd have to cover up. Sivkan Dalit. Also the Krois. So even if his wife is exposed, a tefach, he cannot say a bracha in her presence, also the Krois. I Pimagod Mishahavi Deus in the Dievid Bizel. Pimagodim brings different opinions. What about the Dievid? In Sarchlach Sivalikros, if he said Shema in the presence of a tefach Magula, does he have to say Shema again? Kamala Inyan Erva Gemur. That is the halacha by absolute Erva. If he said Shema in front of exposed Erva, he has to say Shema again. What about this case? And it seems to be that even with the Yevon, you'd have to say Shema again. However, it appears to me, the Chashalon is scarving the histak of his not intending to look. We're not going to be machmer to make him repeat it, even if another woman is exposed, because this is the Rabbeinu Yoina that said, as long as you don't have kafana to look, that's good enough already. Forget about, you don't have to close your eyes even. That was his case, Rabbeinu Yoina. So if he said Shema and he wasn't looking, so it could be somewhere on the Rabbeinu Yoina, then he wouldn't have to be the Yevet say Shema again, even if it's a different lady. Sivkan Hei, Avol. Amar says, some say the heter, if it's less than a tefach, is only his wife. But for another woman, even less than a tefach is erva. Avol chulu, I am an ishmas odim, you look at ishmas odim, shakasif, he writes, to the kul yalma zeh lo havi yalma darbon, that the iser of less than a tefach by other women can't be more than darbon. Because according to Mechaber, it's mutter. U'mahani bezeh, tzim esinayim. So for this, closing your eyes is good enough. And so too with a woman's hair, though we're talking about sif beis. So even though we said before there's a machlokes, if he can close his eyes, if there's a tefach magula, or he has to turn around, that's if it's a tefach magula. If it's less than a tefach by a woman other than his wife, everyone agrees he can close his eyes. Sif katan vav, b'isha acheres, if it's another woman, then even less than a tefach. Bein b'vnuya, bein eshdish, makes no difference if she's single or married. Sivkan Zayin Pachas mitefach, less than a tefach, is also a problem. Vim hashoik megula, if the shoik is revealed, again, he means above the knee. Yesh oim dafila be'ishto pachas mitefach, osa kros negda. There are those who say that even for his wife, he cannot say a bracha or a shema, even if it's less than a tefach above the knee that is exposed. Shumakom hir hur yoyser mishar ivarm. There's more degree of thoughts associated with that part of the body than other parts. The kozalo ari ela in an iser krishna. All of this has to do with the iser to recite Shema in her presence. The iser hula havi poiskin likros neged hamagula afilu blo mechav nistakule. Because the iser, according to many poiskin, is to recite Shema in the presence of the exposed woman, even if he has no intent to look at her. Avlin an iser histaklos. But let's talk a minute about the iser to look and gaze at such improperly clad women. Everyone agrees that to gaze intentionally at this woman, even her little finger, if he gazes in order to enjoy the view, so we're not talking about the issue of looking. We're talking about, is he allowed to say Shema, say Bracha, trying not to look. But if he intentionally looks, then forget about the Baka Mechusa that's exposed. Even Etzpe Katana, which is allowed to be exposed. If he looks in order to be Nana, that's Lo Sosur. For Amru, Chazal tell us, Shafila Yeshbe the Torah Maism Toivim, even a person who learned Torah, a person who does good deeds, Lo Yinakim Medina Shal Gehenim will not be spared the din of Gehenim if he violates Lo Sosur. Uriya Ba'alma Lefituma B'lanana Shaina, if he happens to see without the intent of benefiting, it's just in his innocence, he noticed, that's not a problem. That's not l'susur. Even though mitzad ha-musur, unless you want to talk musudik, that's a separate story. Seif Mincha Shmuel says that an odom choshev should be very careful from any exposure to improperly clad women. Because v'megodim writes, to mekoyim eshderech li'os mechusa, places that are normally covered, gigon, meaning, so rosel, her arms, okay, gavna, shama, come, let's go for similar parts of the body. Afra, iya, ba'alma, osir, even a simple sighting is forbidden. So that's a little hard to understand because the iser of histaklus, by definition, means you are studying the subject. It doesn't mean that you just see it. Like we used the word histakel in the Mishnah, histaklus shosh dvar. You're thinking about these three things, right? It refers to more than just a re'iyah. But there are those who say that. The poskim point out that our single women, our single girls, are nidos, mishigilis man vest, once they're old enough to have their cycles, ubachal arayas hem, therefore they're included in arayas. That's it. Before he said it makes no difference if she's married or not, she still has din erva once she's old enough to have her cycles. Sivkon ches, medivi rosh uchulu. Then the Rambam brings a rosh that even a woman could not recite a bracha in the presence of another woman who's not properly dressed. She can make her own brachas without being dressed, but she can't see another woman who's not properly dressed. Avol harashba chodagazes. So Mishnah Berurah points out that the Rashba disagrees with this rosh. V'tamo, the Rashba holds. The Sfirle, his reason is that he holds, yichech de'azmi chodagos k'shiyavim. Well, just like she can make a bracha without any clothes on. Clearly, the fact that her body is exposed is not a violation of lo yibuchav esdaver. El anoshim umishum here. A man can't make a bracha seeing her like that because he'll have improper thoughts. Therefore, another woman is no different than herself. So another lady could daven and say shema facing her, even though she is not dressed. Not like the rosh. The dietam the gam rosh modas, they want to say even the rosh agrees and they're arguing the ramah is taish. The daod and yishno more to the kuli alma, everyone agrees, even the rashba. Ein mutar likros negdo kisher ruma mak shiyosheves. The allowance to say shema or a bracha for a lady when she sees another woman who's not dressed is only if the other woman is sitting down. Kadei shlo yehei poner shel mataniris, so that her makom erva is not seen. But if she's standing, that's no different than a man's erva. Even if it's in a different domain and she sees from one room into the next, palm. This is what we said last night, that by mikveh, if the woman is being toivel, wants to make the bracha, and there are other women standing nearby without their clothes, she can't make a bracha. If they'd be sitting, says the Rashba, but she could make the bracha. But if the other women are standing, she can't make the bracha. Because even the Rashba agrees that would be a problem of the Yivcha Evestafer.